cannot be regenerated unless you've been washed. And therefore, regeneration and conversion occur simultaneously. You know, there are some people who even believe you can be regenerated and not yet saved. No, it is the washing of regeneration. Regeneration is that cleansing. It is that salvation. It is that conversion. It is that redemption. It is that justification. It is that sanctification that all occurs in the great miracle at once. And it occurs upon believing the Scripture, so that we are born again or regenerated through the living and abiding Word of God. You hear the gospel, you believe the gospel, because at that very moment you are being regenerated, being washed, being converted, being redeemed, being ransomed, being justified, being sanctified. It all happens at once, just like it did for Lazarus. And out of the grave we come. And in the end, all the glory goes to God, all of it. And we will spend the rest of our lives here and in eternity giving Him praise. Oh, the depth, says Paul, of the riches both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are His judgments and unfathomable His ways. Will you camp on that, folks? If you can't quite figure this out and how it works in with whosoever will may call, may come, just remember it is unsearchable and unfathomable. And he goes on to say, who has known the mind of the Lord, or who became His counselor? Don't think you can fully figure it out, and you certainly can't give Him your input on it. Just know this, for from Him and through Him and to Him are all things. To Him be the glory forever. Amen. And that's enough. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we have covered so much in such a short time. May we all revel in the glory that belongs to You and in the joy of our salvation. We pray for those who have not come to Christ, and we plead with them, we beg them to believe, knowing that whoever comes, You will receive. It's not for the sinner to wait and wait and wonder. It's for the sinner to come and ask. And You work that perfectly with Your glorious sovereign plan. Do it even in souls tonight, we pray, and those who hear this message, in Christ's name, amen.